IGN, comicbook.com helping us out. Disney held the big studio presentation of CinemaCon 2024. It brought updates for a few Disney and Marvel projects, including Inside Out 2, Deadpool and Wolverine, Captain America, Brave New World, Moana 2, Mufasa, The Lion King, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Young Woman of the and the Sea, and so much more. Like I said, I want to focus on the Marvel stuff for myself, so I'll get out of the way. They shared some footage of Captain America, Brave New World. Not going to share what that is. It's coming. Is that happening? We got the dates here. Captain America, Brave New World is coming out February 2025. And the big countdown for, I was going to say, Thunderbolts is on, and there was some tease of Thunderbolts.
They just showed, I guess, just the new like title.
Yes.
And for some reason, there is an asterisk.
Yeah.
I've heard some theories.
And they said, this is it.
Yeah, Thunderbolts.
The asterisk belongs there.
Thunderbolts asterisk.
Yeah.
Any theories? I have one.
No, go ahead.
Like Dark Avengers.
Dark Avengers, it's going to be really interesting.
Like maybe it'll be like, you think these are Thunder, I don't know, like, but like, because the Thunderbolts
are bad guys.
They're bad guys. So you're kind of like being like, maybe not.
Thunderbolts are mostly criminals.
Yeah.
Sort of akin to the Suicide Squad.
Right.
The Dark Avengers are villains posing as heroes.
Right. Okay.
Like, they literally wear the hero's costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a little bit different, but we'll see.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Thunderbolts coming. What else out of this got you excited?
Apparently, they showed the first 9 minutes of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, and obviously, like I was trying to I'll build to that, but you're right. That was the biggest thing. July 26th, Deadpool and Wolverine's coming to theaters, and it's impossible not to transition immediately to July 27th. You got to come out and see us, because we're going to be seeing this movie in a theater, and you could be there with all of us.
Yes.
And we're the theater and all of it's coming together. Mostly Superheroes, Screen and Social, 2024, it's coming, July 27th, mark your calendars, Deadpool and Wolverine, we're so pumped, it's going to be a lot of the hits that were there last year, a little bit to charity, a little bit of a movie, and a little bit of socializing with people in your community, and we're excited to do this in St. Louis again, Mostly Superheroes, Screen and Social, it's happening. Anything else on CinemaCon before we move on?
I guess they're letting Deadpool design his own popcorn bucket.
And I gotta give a shout out to Brandon Rogalski from Grease Masters here locally on Instagram as like Brogalski, I think.
Yeah.
Freaking loser. He's a friend of mine, so I can call him that. He called this joke like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
He texted me and said, I don't know what you guys are doing for Deadpool. He knew we'd do something big. But he goes, I'm going to have to cut a hole in my popcorn bucket. And I'm pretty sure, isn't that what is everybody's so leading us to believe? What are the theories about this popcorn bucket?
This is a
Kevin
play.
Feige came out. I'm going to use our F-bomb. We can use more than one, by the way, on the podcast. But I guess I'm just a little bit of a square. I warn you before I say the F word. He came out and he goes, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can say that because this is Deadpool. And we're going to have a good time. What are your theories about the bucket?
So this is a play on the Dune 2 popcorn bucket. I don't know if any of you guys are
familiar.
That's
what it was. It had the Dune 2.
It's got the
sandworm
with the thing in it, and you have to reach in.
And you couldn't get popcorn out of it.
Right.
Oh, that's
and
good.
It looked a little fleshlighty.
So obviously, when you're, Deadpool, we're going to be talking about some stuff on this podcast with this movie coming out. This is where the adult stuff starts coming in. I mean, the theories are like, a hole in your popcorn bucket, I think.
I've seen some
mock-ups. It's real.
Whether or not they're real or not, there was a hole. There was like Deadpool's face and Wolverine's face with a hole in the mouth on the side of the bucket.
I can tell you that this is real because I could tell that before Kevin Feige came out on stage, Bob Iger had a gun to the back of his head. And he goes, two things. Don't forget to plug movie theaters.
Yeah.
Two, do the popcorn bucket.
The popcorn bucket.
That way it's adult. That way it's, because he gave a whole spiel, but it was CinemaCon. So
yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine, July 26th. We can't wait. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautics. Learn more at audionautics.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.